As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 15 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
The UTEP Dinner Theater began presenting musicals 30 years ago when Gregory Taylor, who was an undergraduate theater arts student at UTEP, took on the responsibility of directing a musical.
With $1,000 in funding from the Student Programs Office, Greg and his small team presented Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the rarely used Old Union Ballroom. All three performances sold out.
The Student Programs Office supplied more funds for their next production, Jesus Christ Superstar, which again sold out all its performances.
The Union Dinner Theater, which is now known as the UTEP Dinner Theater, soon began offering a four-show season each year.
Tim Rice, the lyricist of Dreamcoat, Superstar, and countless other famous musicals, began a friendship with Greg Taylor, and their partnership has resulted in the American premiere of Rice's Blondel in 1985, the amateur premiere of Chess in 1989, and the American premiere of Tycoon in 1994.
Over 30 years and 130 productions later, the UTEP Dinner Theater continues to provide fine meals and Broadway entertainment to audiences across the community. Their next production is Smokey Joe's Cafe, opening January 31st, with productions of Les Mis and Chess to round out the season.
Learn more about the Dinner Theater at utep.edu/UDT.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit utep100years.com. That's UTEP, numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Keith Erickson.
And I'm Norma Martinez.